Well, many a new mom has wondered what's in her breast milk. Most of the time, it's the best way to go, nutritious, safe, and healthy. But there are exceptions, and in those cases, you might want to know what your baby is eating. Dr. Stephanie Canale is founder of Lactation at Lab. She joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thanks for talking to us today. So what does your lab do?
Hi, thank you for having me. So what we do is we have moms collect a sample of breast milk over a 24-hour period at home to account for some variations, and they send it into our lab, and they learn what is in their milk and how their diet affects what is in their milk.
Okay, and what sorts of things are you looking for? Is it nutrition, toxins perhaps?
Both, actually. So we offer different levels of kits. Some we just offer a basic kit just looking at fat, calorie, protein, carbohydrate. Those are a quick turnaround for NICU babies because that's a standard of milk in the NICU right now. Then we have other kits that look at nutrition, what is affected by mom's diet, and then also toxins, including cadmium, arsenic, lead, and mercury, which are of great concern right now.
Why did you start this?
I started this because I'm a family physician, and I take care of lots of moms and babies. And when I went back to work after having my second, she was not, despite drinking volumes of milk, she was not gaining weight and falling off the growth chart. And I wanted to know what was in my milk. And as a doctor or scientist, normally I can find the answer to such things, but I couldn't. Breast milk was considered an unknown bodily fluid. No lab could test it. And at the very basic minimum, I wanted to know how many calories was I giving her. I felt like I was starving her. And so that's how I started this. I realized I wasn't alone. I think a lot of moms are very empowered by data, information. A lot of moms are, really conscious about their nutrition and diet and what supplements they need. Do they actually need a supplement or not? And what they're putting into their bodies, and they want to know what their kids are getting. There's actually a lot of research that's shown that the first 1,000 days are some of the most important and in terms of setting up kids for a lifetime of proper health and nutrition.
But I thought the deal was, regardless of what you're taking in, your breast milk will just take what it needs from your body. Do you know what I mean? That it's going to provide the right stuff.
I think there's a lot of, in this area in particular, just breast milk in general, there's not a lot of research that's done in this area. I mean, for example, back in the day, people used to differentiate between fore milk and hind milk and only want to give their kids the fattier milk at the end. While it's true that it's fattier, the fore milk actually contains essential fatty acids, which are important for amino acids and immune health and so forth. And so I think we're kind of moving away from that. We're actually using science to look and help moms make, better decisions in terms of their diet. And it's more than just about, your milk and your body. Yes, our bodies are great at adapting, but it also has to do with a lot of moms now are on either, vegetarian diets, vegan diets, not eating a lot of dairy and for whatever their own health issues are. And so it's about absorption and then transfer into the milk. It's not just about, that our bodies just provide the best optimization of nutrition. It's just sometimes we need a little tweaking of that.
Quick last question. Have there been cases in which you found the milk of a mother you've tested does not have adequate nutrition or has some, toxins from, pollution?
Yeah, well, we actually, we stress that it's not about looking for deficiencies. It's how can we optimize it? So basically we just give mom a tailored, individualized report of what they can do in terms of diet and supplements to make it the best possible. We have had a couple of cases, actually, where we've had high arsenic levels in the milk. And I caution moms that if they're eating a lot or consuming a lot of rice, that's a very common source of that. There was a Consumer Report article recently about bottled water and arsenic. So knowing your water source, being careful about rice, not to eat more than one or two servings of rice a week, and then also lactation bars, because there's no regulation of what is allowed in terms of arsenic in our food supply.
All right, good to know. Thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate the time. That's Dr. Stephanie Canale, founder of Lactation Lab.